prom, homecoming, and Sadie Hawkins. It's School Dance Memories next on Tom and Hank Talk About the 80s.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Hank. Did you hear that part? Could you hear that?
So you
need, like, trying to not talk really quick.
I think you're fine.
How about now? How about now? Do not stop this.
It's horrible. This is awful.
This is what the people love. This is what they want.
Once again, I've never heard a non-scripted podcast that ever started well. Ever.
They don't. Well, it's not about the start. For most people, it's about the finish. And we know that already. How long until this hour is up? Oh, good. An hour and 10 minutes this week.
I hope this hour ends with our death because this is rough.
Don't say that. What if it happens all of a sudden?
You don't tell me what to do. I'm going to look over your shoulder the whole time.
Is there a mirror behind me?
No, but you can just see that I'm looking at you, kind of, but I'm not, and I know that drives you crazy.
It's a dirty look.
Yeah, it is.
Now, do you remember 15, 20 minutes ago when we decided to give episode one, not Star Wars,
no.
Tom and Hank Talk About the 80s, episode one, a quick listen, just to see.
I do.
This is just a step up from
it
that.
Was like...
We've done 39 episodes.
It was like... It was like we were on vaudeville. Like we were... And it was just like, you were nervous, and I was like, let's put on a show.
I don't know. In my mind, I'm thinking of something funny that is inappropriate, and I will not be saying it. I will not.
It was... Yeah, it's interesting.
I feel like that little Al Jolson frog, you know, from seeing the cartoon.
From the CW.
Yeah. It's like super awkward and inappropriate.
Yes, very. That's exactly what it is.
But yeah, I'm glad we made it through that first episode.
I'm glad we listened to the listened to the beginning of the first four right now.
I'm glad it's taking up 3 megabytes of space on the internet somewhere.
The thing that makes me sad is that whenever I tell anybody about this podcast, and I know that there are people out there who have stuck with us from the first one, and I don't know how you did, and I appreciate it a lot. We both do, but I always tell people to start with episode 12, the night that we fixed it.
Yeah.
But there's so much good stuff in those first, there's at least 5 episodes that we should revisit. Not all 11.
Well, there's the lost episode. Episode 0.00001.
There is.
Does that exist?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
it's
I think
real.
We should give that a try sometime.
It's real muddled.
I mean, I was thinking if like the final product was that bad.
Talk about nervous. Ooh. That was nervous. But the Golden Girls episode we should redo because we're better.
No, you can't redo. You can't redo.
Well, like, we're going to have to do, like, a part two because there's more than enough to talk
about. Why don't we focus on an episode of Golden Girls or a season? You hate that.
And I
do. I hate it, too. I was hoping. As soon as I said it, I was like, that's so dumb. Don't agree with me.
Because I already come off harsh enough, I think. I didn't want to be like, that sucks. But
everyone could hear it.
But... In my look.
It was coming out through your headphones.
When I was holding my fist.
Oh, hello, my baby.
Then, I mean, episode 10, where we talked about the first 9 episodes. I don't think we need that. I don't think we need that one. That was a rough one.
Is it?
That was a night that we were walking home from here to here. And you said, I didn't even know what we were going to talk about. But you were like, I just don't have good research and I don't know anything. And
I say that every week.
You do. And I was like, okay, in my mind, being like, okay, well, we need to record something tonight. So I think we need to come up with something. And then I was like, how about we talk about the first 9 episodes? Oy, my God.
It was a milestone. 10 episodes, that's hard to do, even in the podcast world. Most people can't stick with it because they run out of ideas or they run out of time.
Motivation.
You know, they have babies. I don't know what people do. I don't know what they do. I'm sure, I don't know why.
I'm sure there's some babies that ruined podcasts. You know what? That's our new podcast. Babies that have ruined podcasts.
Podcasting with... Never mind. No. Another bad idea.
But then there's the Christmas episode, which actually, you know what? I don't know what number it is, but I would listen to the Christmas episode, even with bad sound.
That was a good one.
That was a really good one. And yes, people...
You know what we're doing right now is we're doing exactly what you just said was the worst idea that we ever had. We're going back and talking about...
I'm just saying, if you didn't listen to the first 11, because we told you not to, do. Anyway, so one thing I want to talk about that happened this week was the great Charlotte Ray passed away, and she was Mrs. Garrett.
Yep.
And so it's interesting because, you know, she was one of the original cast members, of Different Strokes.
I remember.
Where she played Mrs. Garrett, and she was the maid of Mr. Drummond and Kimberly. And after about, because that started in 77, so then in 79, in the fall of 79, they spun her off into her own show, The Facts of Life.
Loved it. It was one of my favorites.
She was on that show from 79 to 86. The show ran from 79 to 88.
Wow. Good run.
Because Cloris Leachman then came in as her sister.
And I've always loved Cloris Leachman.
Yeah, and lived with the girls when they ran Over Our Heads, the cool Spencer Gifts-like gift shop that they opened.
Well, it was cool because they got a new set. And
they got a new set because it was Edna's Edibles before that.
It burned down.
So, you know, Charlotte Ray was around forever. She was 92 years old, but she was in the business for over, I think, 60 years.
That's amazing.
And it was just this outpouring of love for her. I mean, she was a big part of our generation's life.
Oh, yeah.
And the girls from Facts of Life all have been giving these tributes and are very sad. And then an interesting fact is that Todd Bridges is the only living original cast member of Different Strokes.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. So
I was gonna say another thing.
Dana Plato, Conrad Bain, then Gary Coleman, and they're all gone now. He's the only one.
And that must be a weird feeling.
To be like in this iconic thing.
Yeah, from like the last group of, but there's other actors that he worked with.
Sure, but the original cast. Yeah, the original cast.
Yeah.
But so yeah, Charlotte Ray, and she was just a big part. I remember her being on the Carol Burnett Show.
I was gonna say I remember her being. If I can't remember if it was maybe like. You know, the Andy Griffith Show or those shows from like the 50s and 60s where she was still acting back then. And I remember seeing her back then and going, oh, my God, that's Mrs. Garrett. Uh-huh. How cool.
Yeah.
Like I was just watching Twilight Zone. You put a bunch of those episodes on there, first season of Twilight Zone and watching the first season from 1959 and all the famous people. It's totally cool. God, I love that show.
I thought you'd like that from the beginning. I think Netflix has every single season.
They almost do.
And some of the seasons are like 56 episodes.
Well, Netflix is funny. They don't have like, if I think it's the fifth or sixth season. There's like two or three seasons missing that they've never put out for some reason. I'm not sure. But you can see most of them. The first and the last season for sure.
And then this week, again, I got a freaking cold.
You sound great.
Yeah, I think I sound pretty great.
That sound you just heard was my elbow hitting the lamp.
Your weekly sound that you hear.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it? Why is everyone feeling horrible? Megan got sick. The
dreaded summer cold.
My sister got sick the other day. Megan just got better and she got sick again.
Really?
And then, you know, I've been feeling not great myself, and I went to the doctor and had a blood test, and they're like, you have hyperthyroidism. And I was all, damn, what the fuck is that? I don't have health problems, so it's just a new weird thing, and now I'm taking these pills, and everything's weird, and I don't like it. don't like it.
You know what? This is the first time in your humana years on this earth that you've taken a medication every day now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not your thing. I know that, but sometimes at our age, sometimes at our age, we need to take a pill every day.
Well, anyway, it's supposed to slow my heart down because I have a irregularly, unusually fast heartbeat.
Yeah.
And it's caused other health problems, and I just don't like it.
But you're getting out of it.
I am. I'm getting out of it, and
You'll feel better.
I don't know. The medical thing, it's weird, right? They're like, it's treatable, but they don't say if it's like curable, but they're like, it's treatable. And I'm like, well, can it be fixed? And they're like, science doesn't know. Take these pills. And everything seems very obscure. Like all the reading I've been doing, it doesn't seem like anyone quite knows exactly the right thing or what's causing it. And I don't know. I just don't like it.
I know you do.
I disapprove.
I know you do.
But anyway, I feel okay. I don't seem to have any side effects to this medication I'm taking.
Good.
Something LSD. I don't know what it is. The side effects are not very strong, though.
It's better not to know the name. Just take it. It's the thing for that thing. And then you just don't get two.
Anyway, other than that, I feel fine. I'm doing my DJ gigs and having a good time and going to work. It's a blast. It's a blast. Anybody who goes to work knows what I'm talking about. Hmm? Right? Yeah. Am I right?
All you bastards who just sit there and don't work. Like me.
Well, you do a lot of work, actually.
I do.
Who edits the podcast?
Me.
How long does that take?
Probably 20 to 60 hours.
Exactly. And how many times do you have to listen to it?
40.
Exactly. So basically, you're working a 90,000 hour a week work week.
Super good point.
No wonder you're so tired.
Exactly.
No wonder I have hyperthyroid.
No, no wonder I'm always ill because of this job.
Well, like you said, hopefully by the end of the podcast, we'll have perished. So,
I mean, here's hoping. There's a good 10 minutes left of this thing.
Oh, boy. So this week, we're going to be talking about school dances.
Yes.
Sadie Hawkins dance, proms, fall.
Homecomings. Every once in a while, there was just a random one for us. But yeah, you know, the thing about this is when you brought it up, I was like, wait, oh no, there's so many memories. And for people who are listening, I hope that you then get to think about your memories of dances and all the proms and stuff that you went to as well. Because thinking about all this stuff today has been really fun. And you know, makes like, gosh, you know, you were relatively carefree.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I wasn't. Because
I've always been.
Because I've always been this. But most other people were probably relatively carefree. And you would go to these dances, and it was the 80s. So even in small town North Dakota, I still, you know, like, wore a bolo tie with a turtleneck. And, you know, like, still wore all that stuff. And then, you know, proms were always like, you know, putting on, going to Knight's formal wear at West Acres and getting fitted for your tux and picking the color of the cummerbund and bow tie to match your date's dress.
I don't know if I ever wore a tux to a prom.
No, because you're too cool.
I mean, maybe I did once, but I don't remember doing that.
Didn't you wear that really nice brown suit to one of your proms?
I did. I had a brown 1950s brown shark skin.
Yes.
It's like a beautiful chocolate gold brown.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I gave it away to my friend Mercury to go to a wedding like 20 years ago or something. About 15 years ago, I gave it to him, and it fit him perfect.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like I wore this in high school.
So my first dance that I remember going to, because you could start going to dances when you were a freshman. There weren't any like junior high dances that I remember.
We had one.
And so you could start going, and it was homecoming, which was in, you know,
What does that mean anyway?
So homecoming, did you have homecoming?
Yeah.
So
I didn't go to some of the dances.
It was really, well, homecoming was a week.
What does it mean though?
So homecoming means everyone who, you know, went to school there comes back for the big football game, for the big homecoming football game. And everyone is there and having this fun small town time. But for us, it meant that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're all full of things to do. And so it would be Crazy Hat Day or Punk Day. And everyone really like sprayed their hair and took the sleeves off their shirts. And a Blue and White Day, because that was our school colors. So everyone wore blue and white. And Crazy Sunglasses Day, or, you know, just the stupid shit. Country Day, that was a big one. Overalls, cowboy hats.
That was just every day, though.
No, we were all pretty.
That'd be like in Santa Cruz. You have Surf Day.
Yes. And so then on Thursday night was always traditionally a home girls basketball game. It was the big homecoming game. Then that night, so our cafeteria and then the commons of, you know, where you stand outside of the gym and, you know, where the basketball games and all that stuff was, were the same thing. So the kitchen was right there. And so it would be, I guess it was just called pizza night, but it was like the PTA pizza night. And so they would, all the PTA people would be baking pizzas in the kitchen, and then you'd go up and you'd order pizzas or slices, and then everyone was out there and eating, and the whole town came to be at this game. It was a big homecoming game. Then the next day, I think the next day was always Blue and White Day, because then there was a parade at, I think, like 4 o'clock. So we would march in the band, and we would always make homecoming floats.
Wow.
Each class made a homecoming float, and then the different businesses from around town, and then it was a big parade through our tiny little 5-street town, and then that night was the big football game.
I didn't do any of that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
And, in fact, on the Thursday night of the girls' basketball, then at the end of the basketball game, it was the coronation. So the homecoming king and queen were named. The court was named like, you know, a week or whatever earlier. And then that was, yeah, gosh, memories. And so then on Saturday night, to cap it off, would be the homecoming dance. And I remember the first one I went to, I was a freshman, so when I was like 14. And I wanted to go dance, and I wanted to go do all this stuff with all the big kids, you know?
I'm sure.
And yeah, I went to every dance. Every single dance I went to it.
Boy, I skipped a lot.
Because you were cool.
No, because I was scared. I didn't want to, like, dance with girls. I was terrified. I remember the first dance I ever went to was horrific. It was Scott Sally Junior High. And I don't know what dance it was. The junior high prom or something, it probably was.
Okay.
And it had a 50s theme to it, I remember.
Okay.
And so I asked my dad if I could wear his Letterman sweater, which is funny because at the time it was only like, you know, 20 years old. It was like still a brand new sweater. but it was a maroon sweater. I think I lost it. I think it said like 1966 on it. And because I thought that looked cool in 50s, and I got some 501 jeans that you had to shrink to fit and rolled up the cuffs and like slicked my hair back with like a white, you know, button-up shirt. And I thought I was totally cool. I thought I totally looked 50s. I probably did, actually.
Probably did.
And I remember going to the dance and standing against the back wall for like fucking ever and being so scared and so nervous and wanting to dance so bad with a girl, because you could see the guys dancing and they were all like, everybody's in the dark, slow dancing, and all the guys had their hands on the girls' butts. Do you remember? Like, that was like, oh my God, like, what are you doing?
Like, it was like a thing.
It was like a thing. And like, everybody seemed to be down with it. I don't know. It just seemed like I was totally overwhelmed by it. And I thought it was terrifying.
Oh no.
And I finally got the courage to go ask this girl to dance. I don't remember who it was. I have no idea who it was. Somebody that I thought was cute and went up, and she was like, sure. We went out of the dance floor, and I was like, dancing. And then I was like, I guess, does everybody, do you put your hands on her butt? Like, is that okay? Like, am I supposed to? And I was like, everybody's doing it. So I did it. And then she took my hands and she put them back up on her waist. And I was like, okay. And that was like the first dance I ever had with a girl. And it was so awkward and so uncomfortable. And I was so terrified. And I was kind of traumatized by it.
Well, of course.
And, but you know, I got into the party. My friends were there, Robbie and Paul saw Paul and all my friends. And there was obviously no alcohol, but it was the first time like that I saw a DJ playing records live. And so I think it was like 1982 or 83. And you know, that's like when I have said my musical awakening was in 1983. So it was all this popular music. It was Culture Club and Depeche Mode and Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. And I yes. have one specific memory of, I was a late bloomer for a lot of things. Late bloomer. And I didn't really know what certain terms meant, although I heard them. And I was like, oh, those, I don't know what that means, but I think, so I'm probably going to ruin this song for everyone forever. But to Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll was playing. And I was singing to my friends really loud. I made up lyrics for it. And I was like, they're so funny. Listen. And I was like, I cannot say it. I cannot.
I will not. I guess it was bad.
I was about to. And I literally am like sweating because I'm like, don't say it.
Like you broke a sweat.
And my friends were like, dude, shut up. And I was like, what? It's so funny. And they're like, dude. No, shut up.
We're grown-ups.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Be quiet. Like, and that was also very traumatic because I was very embarrassed and I didn't know what I had said. I had to ask someone, and it turns out it meant masturbating. So anyway, don't sing that to Joan Jett.
Well, you know what's interesting? A memory that I have of every single dance that I ever went to, starting with my freshman homecoming, was that when Billy Idol's Moni Moni would play. Mm. And did it happen here too?
No.
Okay, interesting. So I'm going to swear, I know I never have before on this podcast. I have. So during Moni Moni, it says, here we go again, yeah, Moni Moni. And we would all say, and it was just a thing everyone knew, they'd say, hey, what? Get laid, get fucked. I didn't even know what get laid meant when I was like a freshman.
I know, exactly.
But I was screaming it with all of the seniors. And that was from the very first dance I ever went to until the very last high school dance I went to. That's what happened.
Wow, I've never heard that before.
With that song. Jeez. And it was like, and I think it was like, I don't think it was just our school. I think it was like regional.
Probably. It was probably some asshole kid started it.
Yeah.
It just stuck.
Most of them were.
Well, I mean, the 80s were such a big time for like the prom movie too. Like, yeah. or the films that, you know, had big prom scenes in them.
And there were so many that were built around
the big
being
prom.
At, going to, yeah. or planning for the prom. And the big scene always happened at the prom. You know, that goes back to Pretty in Pink, which we talked about in a previous episode, and Can't Buy Me Love is building up to the prom. Just One of the Guys. Do you remember Just One of the Guys?
No.
So that was a girl who went undercover for her school paper, went to another school as a guy. And of course, she falls in love with, you know, her best guy friend. And I think it's all revealed at the prom. And Footloose.
Definitely Footloose.
Footloose is all about the prom. That's where we end at the, where they all go and turn the feed elevator, the grain elevator, into a prom. And dance. Zapped. Do you remember Zapped?
Kind of.
Scott Baio, Jamie Kurtz.
Yeah.
And he has like a power. He can like...
No, I never saw that.
Make boobs bigger. It was like a sex comedy. Clever. Thing. And then my favorite movie that features a prom is Prom Night. Starring Jamie Lee Curtis. And it's a really horribly not scary, scary movie. But it's... But yeah, the prom and those types of dances are featured. Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge set piece where it's a costume, like a Halloween dance.
And Valley Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Teen Wolf. It's funny because our lives were kind of, I mean, the school dances were, they were John Hughes movies in real life. Like, we lived that. And that was real. And you had the different little scenes and the certain groups that hung out. And then the shy people that hung out against the wall, which was mostly me.
And like a lot of the shy people that I went to school with, keeping in mind that it was a small town with a small mm-hmm. numbers, they just didn't go.
Right.
Like to the prom, they just didn't go. Or sometimes there was a group of people who went. But yeah. It is very, like, I think of my junior prom, and it plays in my mind like a John Hughes movie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, picking up my date, and she was so funny and so cool, and I still keep up with her on Facebook, and her name is Amy, and I picked her up, and she's wearing her mother's prom dress, her pink little crinoline mm-hmm. prom dress from the late 50s. And I give the biggest course, you know, biggest wrist corsage ever yeah. given to anyone. And I was wearing a hot, like fuchsia, hot pink tie and cummerbund. And I think tails, because you did. And the junior prom is...
That's so amazing.
When I was a... You know, it's called the junior-senior prom, but the juniors throw it, right? So we were there all day, and we were making sure the tables and put the you know, glitter and or whatever, confetti or whatever it was. And so we were there, and I dropped down on my knee really quick to, like, grab something or help with something and, like, got bursitis in my knee.
Oh, no.
Like, broke the bursa in my knee. And I... played that up like all night long, like limping yet able to dance, you know, like just so
oh god, it really hurts.
Oh my god, what?
I'm just gonna go dance to this culture club yeah. song really quick.
Yeah. I love the church. I mean, there was a church
ow,
song
ow.
But I really like I played it up, and remember I was a pretty effeminate young man. And I was like, I'm going to kiss Amy. I never did, by the way. We did not kiss. But we were there. We got to the prom, and we sit down for dinner, and there's this one girl. She was really cool, and she was a senior, and her name was Alicia, and she was going to bring her cousin Luke. They went to a different school, but we knew them. We knew her cousins
sure.
well. They were around a lot, especially during the summer, and they were cool, and they were all rich kids. And so dinner starts at the Holiday Inn in Fargo, North Dakota, and Alicia and her cousin Luke aren't there. And so she walks in, and she has her cousin, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot her name, Rachel. She has her cousin Rachel with her, and she is her date, and Rachel is wearing a tux and like big 80s rich girl hair and real frizzy and lots of makeup. And it was like the coolest thing that ever happened in our whole school.
Nice.
Was that two girls came to the prom together.
I think Santa Cruz was too conservative in the 80s to do that.
I mean, it was like a thing. People yeah. were like, but they were at our table, and I was like, oh my God, scandal. I'm so straight.
You put special glitter on their table.
Yes. But then, so I remember we were in the hallway, and we were walking with Amy and I were walking, my date, and she looked at me and she goes, you know, before you came to pick me up, I put a piece of bologna in each one of my shoes. And now I'm feeling quite odd. And we just kept walking and walked in.
Why?
She just...
Do you know what happened?
She just had the most offbeat sense of humor. And she was so fucking... No, she didn't have baloney in her shoes. But she just said it. And she said it with such, like, strange conviction. She knew that it was going to make me laugh. And I've always liked to be funny. And she was really funny. It was just the best. That was, like, 31 years ago. And I remember it like it was last night.
That's so awesome.
It seems like we were walking down that hallway.
John Hughes movie. It was totally like that. Yeah.
And it was just so fun, and then there was a kegger after, but my leg hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And so I really limped.
It's from all that dancing, too.
Yeah. And I think and I dropped her off. I was like, bye.
Well, that happens. I got invited to a prom once when I was out of high school.
How old were you?
I don't know. Probably 19 or maybe 20. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I was probably 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And she was this girl that I liked, and she was really cute, and she was in the mod scene, and you know, she had the cute little dark hair and little bob, and I just thought she was the cutest thing in the world. And she asked me to her prom, and I was like, yeah. And she's like, could you ride your scooter? Well, the prom was in San Jose, and I lived in Santa Cruz. And so I ended up driving my scooter in the freezing winter night over Highway 9 by myself. Mm-mm. And I drove all the way through the, you know, Felton and Boulder Creek and up, you know, onto the skyline and met her at this fancy restaurant where there was this huge, you know, dance party going on and we had this great meal, and she looked beautiful and I think her parents had a lot of money, because then she was like, well, I got us a hotel room. And I was all, what? Yeah, so I was 18 because I was still a virgin. And I was just a young kid. And I was inexperienced and a late bloomer, as I said. And then I was like, a fucking hotel room? I was all, well, shit. What does that mean? And we were with this cool guy. Her best friend had... Her date was this other mod dude that was from Scotland. So he had this cool Scottish accent. And they were just all over each other all night. And I was all, I don't know what to do with my hands. Do I put them in my pockets? But I came up in my cool suit with my Vespa, looking sharp with my parka. And then it was time to go to the hotel room. And I was like, okay, let's go. And like we got there. And then the whole night I sat on the bed with like my hands in my lap. And was like, and then she was like, don't you want to kiss me? And I was like, I just don't know. And I was so embarrassed and so overwhelmed. I like got up and went to the bathroom and like sat in there for like 20 minutes and then came out and hoped that she was asleep. And then it was just this weird, awkward sleep. And then I woke up in the morning and was like, thanks, that was nice. And she's like, okay, bye. And I was like, bye. And I like got on my scooter and drove all the way back to Santa Cruz over Highway 9. Super depressed because I was too shy. Whatever happened to that girl?
Did you ever see her again?
No.
Oh.
No, I never saw her again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was the last time I ever saw her. I have a photograph of her somewhere in a box of photos from the mod days.
Isn't that a Flock of Seagulls song? I have a photograph of you.
From the mod days.
that's sad.
It was sad.
That's super sad.
I don't have very many good prom stories.
I think I do.
One's mild compared to the one I'll tell you in a little while.
I think I know that story. It's just that, you know, I'm trying to think what dances we had. Homecoming for sure in the fall. And then I guess prom. And every once in a while there'd be like a St. Patrick's Day. And there were a few guys in our school that became a band.
Cool.
And they played a bunch of covers and like 50 stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And there was a dance where they played, where they were
great.
The band.
That's a good gig.
Yeah, that was fun. And I mean, it was just in one of the gyms. You know, they weren't fancy, but the proms were always at like at a hotel. And so our senior prom was at the fancy Radisson downtown in Fargo. And it had like a sloped window. I mean,
that's a great name for an 80s for a hotel back in the Radisson.
The Radisson.
It's like the Awesomeison.
Yeah. And it had like a tilted window in their main room. And it's so funny. My nephew got married and then his reception was in that room like 6 years ago. Whoa. Like, wait, how do I? Oh, fuck, this is where I prom.
This is where I hurt my knee.
No, that was the year before. Okay. And, but I went with a girl named Sean, and she had like a big, puffy, white lace prom dress, had a lot of layers to it. And then she had like a big gold lamé belt. So I had a gold lamé tie and cummerbund.
Oh, that is amazing.
And tails. And we went, and it was one of those where we all got a hotel room together, but never once in my whole entire mind ever did I think that sex would be happening. I mean, that didn't even enter my mind. Don't get me wrong. Loved the ladies back then and couldn't wait to... But I didn't. But never once did... I don't think any of us did. And also another thing that I was going to say when you were talking about a dance was that never once did I ever think of alcohol or see it.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it. I knew there was people that were drinking it, but it certainly wasn't there. And I never drank alcohol until the end of high school.
Yeah, it was just, you know, you see all these movies and everyone's like, sneaking booze into the prom. And I don't think anyone ever even tried that. Maybe they did. Maybe I was more naive than I thought and I just didn't pay attention. But so we went, you know, like prom was on Saturday for us. And so on Friday, the junior class, which are wonderful, wonderful people. And I know for a fact, a few of those people listen to this podcast. But that particular group of girls who were the popular girls and ran everything and then were the prom committee, and they were certainly like, they weren't mean like Heathers, but they ran, you know what I mean? They knew what they were doing. And they planned this big processional where, you know, they say each couple's name coming in to the prom. Mr. Thomas Gallegos and Miss Robin Lightbulb.
Lucky me.
So every year it was just a simple, you know, they would say the names and you would walk in. Well, these young people had planned this big, long, like 15-minute choreographed thing.
Jesus.
That we had to learn on Friday, and people just were not into it, and namely, little Henry Headland. Because I'm a real a-hole, always have been. And I was even more prissy than I am today. And I was like, I hate this. Like hard being, to believe. You know, like when you get
really
angry,
hard to believe.
When you get angry at me because I tell people in public that they should be aware of their surroundings. Or if I'm like, ugh, your child seems awful, you get mad at me. But that's how I've always been. So, mm-hmm. Great. So we get to prom. We're all upstairs in our room. We all, you know, dressed. I was dressed because I had to pick up Sean and her parents wanted a picture. So it was super comfortable. And so we get there and we go downstairs and I look at the seating chart and we're at some, the two of us are at some table away from all of our friends on the other end of the room.
Wow.
With like these junior people.
And not good.
And I went up to one of the young women and I said, what? Why am I not sitting with my friends? And I remember so clearly, you can tell that this poor girl had been going through something that day. And no. That tables weren't working or something wasn't working. And they had probably been there all day. She looked at me and she goes, Henry, I do not need this bullshit right now. I'll never forget it. 30 years ago, never forget that poor me giving a breakdown to.
First of all, I think your description of your tone was slightly under-exaggerated, if that's even a term.
Why? Because I said, hey, why aren't we sitting with our friends?
No, because it was like, hey, why aren't we sitting with our friends? Because that's how it really was.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, I'm sure.
And then there was probably like, stupid afterwards.
More like plebeian, probably. But
not only that, but she was probably already crying.
But then, yeah, then I made her like snap, and I was like, "We're totally cool where we are. Thanks. Have a good night.
I love this spot.
I'll see you guys after."
Ow, my knee. It makes me say things I don't mean.
From last year. So I just remember that we did that stupid, we had the stupid processional, and then we all went to Pizza Hut. And then we went back for like the last hour of the prom.
Okay.
And we ate. Because we didn't eat, but you know, the food was horrible, like stuff like that. So you were saying that you were a little older and went to the prom. So for some reason, I don't know if it was, I don't know why I was with these people, but we had all just been to Pizza Hut together, some of the junior girls, and we had been to Pizza Hut like a couple weeks before, and the waiter was really hitting on all the girls, you know, the guy who helped run Pizza Hut, but he was like 22, 23, right? Probably maybe even 24. He was the date of one of the girls.
Oh.
She went back. And it was one of those things where you can look at pictures and be like, oh, there's like that 25-year-old guy.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wasn't that much older. I must have been 18. I was 18 because I turned 18 in the summer, you know, in July. And so it would have been, 1989 that I went to that other prom.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
You were of age.
I was of age. For some reason, I remembered myself being older, except for the part where I hadn't beeped yet.
My senior homecoming, I took my girlfriend at the time. And I just remember I just looked so fly.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, wait. I think on our Golden Girls episode, I told the story, but fuck it. For my junior homecoming, I invited my friend, well, who is now an extremely close friend of mine, and we still keep up, just texted her, Melanie. I invited Melanie, and then I had our friend Chad drive my Ford Galaxy, and we picked her up, and then I sat in the back with her.
Wow.
And it was just so awkward and weird. And it's like, we can talk about it now, you know, 35 years later. But when we went to that, that was the very first night that the Golden Girls premiered. Because I didn't want to leave the house because the Golden Girls had started.
Do you remember, it just occurred to me, the Julie Brown song, Everybody Run? The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that song?
Yep.
I was just thinking about that. It just popped into my head.
I love Julie Brown.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you did.
I loved her, and she wrote Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah,
and starred in it with Gina Davis, and then wrote all the silly songs, Because I'm a Blonde, yeah.
we should do an episode about her.
She's great, because then...
Or the novelty song.
The novelty song. Oh.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me? You need to write that shit down, bro.
My most memorable, if not most horrific, story of a school dance happened at my senior prom in Santa Cruz, California, when I asked my biggest crush in the world, Jennifer, if she would go with me. And I loved Jennifer. She was tall, dressed cool, was into really cool music. She was into like Suing Out Sister and the Tom Tom Club and like all this cool, like, you know, like cool stuff. And she wore these big, tall, black riding boots and was just like, looked very European and was not really, was friends with friends of mine, but not really in my mod scene, but she was kind of like sort of in that world. And I just thought she was just the cutest. So I was like, Jennifer, will you go to the prom with me? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, awesome. I couldn't believe it. That's so cool. And so that's when I got my brown shark skin suit.
Yes.
And I remember going over to her house and to pick her up. Did I borrow a car? How did I get there? Did I take a cab? I don't know. I don't even have any idea how any of this happened. Did someone give us a ride? I don't know. But the prom itself happened at the Coconut Grove in the boardwalk in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it was built back, you know, in 1907. It's super old, beautiful, historic bandstand with like a roof that opens and goes out to the open sky. And, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, huge bands played there. Glenn Miller and Nat King Cole. And later on in the 60s, it was like, you know, Sonny and Cher and the new Christy Minstrels and stuff like that. And it was just a cool, beautiful old Art Deco. It's still there. And so it was special. It was really cool. And we showed up and we had dinner. And I don't remember what dinner was, but it was good, whatever it was. I enjoyed it. But as soon as we got to the prom proper, I started feeling a little bit sick and my stomach kind of was all, and I was like, I don't feel so good. Like, I feel like just not good. Like, did I eat something bad? I don't know. I'm like, you know what, dude, just don't tell anyone and just don't complain and just have a good time. You're at the prom with your crush. Everything's fine. Enjoy yourself. And of course, you know, we danced and like, I was kind of dancing and I was like, I feel like I have to go to the bathroom. I feel like maybe I should stop dancing and get myself to a bathroom. And so I was like, hey, Jennifer,
I'll be right back.
And I, as casually as I could, walked to the bathroom. Well, I didn't make it. I didn't make it. On my senior prom, I didn't make it to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
As I got to the bathroom and put my hand on the door to open it, the door was locked. Oh. And so I had to wait a second, but my body didn't let me. And I accidentally pooped my pants.
At your prom.
At my prom. In my brown shark skin suit.
Oh, God.
Which was luckily brown. So the person came out of the bathroom and I went in and I went into the stall and I sat there and I just cried. And I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, I had to make a decision fast because I didn't like have a car to like go home. I couldn't like, I couldn't take a lift home and get, it was like I had to do something now. So I undressed in the bathroom stall. And I took my underwear off and I cleaned myself up.
Oh, poor little Tom.
I cleaned myself up, put my pants back on without underwear because I didn't have any now.
And they were okay.
They were fine.
Okay,
they were
great. They were fine.
And then went back out and was like, I don't feel like dancing tonight. I don't feel very good. And then she's like, okay, that's fine. And she danced with her friends and everything was fine. And then we went to this party after where my friend David had drank so much alcohol that it looked like his face was sliding off of his skull.
Oh my God.
And actually, I'll show you sometime. I have his prom picture. And he and his girlfriend... They're so drunk they have cross eyes. And I still have this picture years later. Anyway, so I didn't get to go home right afterwards. And I was like, we had to go to this party and I had to hang out and like talk to people and like be with my friends. And like, I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell anyone this story until like about a year ago. I think I told you.
You did.
And like, I haven't ever told that story before. And so
oh my God.
I'm sorry. I just because I love all you that I think you can handle it. And but that was my high school dance, the worst experience, one of the worst experiences of my young adult life. It was so embarrassing. And if she's out there right now, I'm really sorry.
Did you tell her?
No. God, no. No.
You didn't tell anybody?
No. I didn't tell a soul. I was like, this is between me and you. And I pointed to my pants. Nobody needs to know this until 30 years later.
Oh, God. Well, I do apologize for coughing through this whole thing. Do what you gotta do. So let's dig into this a little bit, if you don't mind.
I don't like that choice of words.
Let's go to the backstory. Let's go to the origin story of this thing.
Okay.
So, you kids in California, you went to a restaurant to eat.
Yeah.
And then you went to a dance.
Yes.
For prom.
Yes.
So, we went to a banquet in the room where the dance was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ate and had speakers and the glee club, it wasn't called that there, but most people got up and sang.
Wow. Yeah.
When I was a senior, the swing choir is what we called it. The boys got up and sang. We all were all holding our microphones. And then after we all sat down, everyone was like, those microphones weren't on.
Kind of like our first 12 episodes.
Oh, yeah. And so all of that stuff happened in the same place.
Interesting.
So you kids here, you went to go have dinner, probably two or three couples usually, right? Yeah. People try to go as a group. And
if I remember correctly, we may have actually had a limo that night. Somebody may have gotten a limo.
Sure.
I don't remember. I was in a limo one time, and it was probably that.
So did you go to, like, Red Lobster? Did you go to...
I have no recollection of it. That's all I remember. I mean, that's really where it happened. Like, I don't remember the music. I don't remember the DJ. I don't remember a band. All I remember is pink light and diarrhea. That's all I remember. You know what would be great? If we went through this and actually censor bleeped each time we say something bad, and it would be... How funny it would sound.
There'd be like four words.
Beep, 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 and then.
So dance memories.
Good times. Yours seemed a lot more fun than mine. If not as memorable.
Yeah, I always did have fun. I liked to dance. I always did, and I wasn't embarrassed too. And there were always like, three, four girls on the dance floor dancing with each other, and so I would just go join them and join my friends.
I had fun at our graduation party, which I don't remember was a dance at all, but it was a huge graduation party, and they turned the outside of the quad into a beach. They brought all this sand in and like laid all this sand out and like turned it into a beach with like a volleyball net and like
Greece too.
It was so cool, and I really enjoyed that. And there's a Polaroid of me and Robbie and John, all in our black and white mod suits and our parkas with our arms around each other, looking sharp. And that's the only memory like that of school that I have that I remember going, that was so fun. That was so great.
Yeah, we didn't have anything like that. And we never had like a costumed dance like you were talking about. Uh-huh. We never had a costumed dance. And our graduation party was literally a kegger at some cabin in the middle of the woods, because we lived in the middle of the woods. And so I was at some cabin, and I remember I was wearing a like an acid wash black and yellow jean jacket.
That thing is amazing.
Yeah, I showed you a picture. And that thing is amazing. And I remember like having two Bartles and James.
And being
fucked. And it was like, we're the kings of the world.
I don't know if I ever owned any acid wash.
Oh, I did a lot.
I think I had one pair of jeans. I'm pretty sure I had one pair.
I remember there was like the core group of maybe six or eight of us, a little more on the dweeby side, my homies back then. I mean, I was kind of friends with everybody, but I had these special people, and we went back to one of their garages. We like left that party, went back to one of their garages and played pool on one of those little tiny pool tables.
Cool, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
And had like PBR or something, I guess. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go home.
Amazing.
I want to eat all the food that's left over for my graduation party.
I don't know what I ate, but I would not recommend going to that restaurant, whatever it was.
Any restaurant near the boardwalk. Well, you probably didn't go there.
No. I wonder where it was. Somebody remembers. David doesn't remember.
Some of these people remember.
I can't wait to show you that photograph.
Am I me? I can't wait either. I'm going to check with Amy, who I went to the junior prom with, and see if it's okay if I post our picture.
Okay.
Because it's a good one. Yeah. I'll write her on Facebook to see if she's
you know what?
For
and
that.
I'll find mine and we'll use that as well for another. Oh, yeah. We'll make a flyer.
I think that's good. Okay. All right. Well, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. It's really important. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, which I think everyone is fine with.
I'm fine with it.
And
I could have really dragged that story out, but I decided not to.
No, you did really well, though. You did really well.
Okay.
When you told me originally, it was a lot longer.
Yeah.
But you
it's the edited
Cliff
version.
Notes it.
Yeah.
Noted it. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, as
thanks
always.
Thanks for listening.
Stay awesome.
Stay rad.